people, what's up? We are back with another episode. And we got a special guest in the building today. You might be catching him up late when you're getting your good breakfast and all that. So he's actually in the building now. My first episode with him was through the phone, and I'm very grateful for that because that's when Swervin was getting off the ground. Welcome, my dog, Nathan Wright.
Thank you. It's been a minute.
Well, yeah, it has, man. Appreciate you coming in.
For sure. Glad to be here.
How's your summer been and all that? Winter times now. You're always traveling and shit, so what have you been up to?
I went to Spain over the summer for like 3 weeks.
Damn.
That was crazy. That's the longest I've ever been away from up late, too. And it went well, like, while I was gone. And then came back and really started, like, hitting specials in the, like, August, September. And, yeah, I mean, been traveling to Oaxaca, Mexico, Nicaragua over the summer, and New Orleans here and there, and I just got back from Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really trying to like make specials out of all those trips and start incorporating like different menu items to the menu. And I'm just really excited to like be in the kitchen and just like start experimenting and trying to like push new stuff for up late. But yeah, I mean, it's been a good summer. It's colder now. It's like way cold.
Dude, I feel like I'm back in Minnesota. Dude, cold.
I've only been in Minnesota once, and it was during the Final Four. It wasn't that cold, but yeah, it's too damn cold out here.
Dude, so I like to hear that about up late, because I feel like people would think that you kind of were going to stick on like the street tacos and, you know, the bacon, egg, and cheese and all that. What tell people, like, why is it important, and like what's kind of the game plan for that, and like you're not sticking to like just the menu. It's always about growing and specials and stuff.
So a lot of like people who have never been, they look at the menu, they're like, oh, they have three things. Like they have a breakfast sandwich and they have one taco, or like two tacos. And like, I understand that, but like we do all those things very well. And so like, I don't want to just have a bunch of stuff on the menu just to have it on the menu. Like when I first opened, I wanted like sliders, hot dogs, like quesadillas, burger, like all kinds of stuff. And it's just not smart. It's better to be good at a couple of things, like really good at a couple of things, than be average on like a bunch of random stuff. And
it not selling.
Yeah, and then it sits and then it goes bad, then you lose it.
Like, yeah, I've come to knowing that working a house now. Like, yeah, you know,
it's crazy how much like you don't know from the outside, like from as just a consumer, but once you're inside of it, like everything counts, everything matters. And a lot of specials are born out of like stuff that you already have, or like stuff laying around. You're like, oh, what can I do with this to be cost efficient and then still make new things?
Before it goes to family meal.
Exactly. which, you know, if that happens, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not.
And so, yeah, I don't know. I want to do stuff that like speaks to me. A lot of the stuff we do, like the specials, some of them, like the Uncrustable one, like that's like wild. Like
wild. When you texted me that, I was like, trying to put it together. I was like, yeah, it'll come together.
Yeah.
You got to let the chef.
Waffles or like, you know, waffle sandwich, stuff like that. That stuff is kind of like, for me, that's like things that I'll make just to like, I don't know, it's fun and like weird.
Catch the buzz, yeah, of the city.
Catch the buzz of the city. But like the stuff that I'm really interested in is like different types of tacos, or like different like sopes or tlacoyos, different like dishes that I've had in Mexico or other countries. But that stuff's harder to pull off because of the scale that we have. Like it's hammer time, like from the minute we open. And so everything has to be done so quickly. So some of those other things they don't flow with how we do things. And so I'm saying,
and trying to keep it efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Or else be standing outside for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like waiting for your food, and no one wants that. And so I'm saving that. Like we're going to start doing more pop-ups and be at events. Like we were at Materia for the past couple months at Mississippi Underground. And so I'm going to try and use those events to like tap into some of the things that I've learned in Mexico and do those, like offer those at the events and make it more like one-offs, because we have more time and it's a little more fun and stuff like that.
And that makes sense with you, because you're already up late. Why not just be up late at the event?
Literally, just like We'll have the food. We'll bring it to you. Like, and I think events, it's a good way to like introduce people to Uplate. Cause mm-hmm. like at Materia, it's ranges from, I don't know, 18 or 21 or whatever the age limit to get in. And then to like 50 year olds. Like, so when we've done those pop-ups, not a lot of people know like what Uplate is.
Right.
Which it like is refreshing to me. Like, I know there's so much of St. Louis that I haven't tapped into. And so that like excites me to like keep bringing new things in, like keep executing what we do now, like at a high level. And yeah, I want to be everywhere like over the summer.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah. And I feel like, and it's hard, like the winter times are hard, but just feel like this is the time you're getting into the bag and, you know, map out the spring and all that, because yeah, I feel like when you're on time and not like seeing what you can do, then that's when stuff balances out, you know?
I agree.
So, and I feel like you've always been that kind of guy. So I'm glad that it's always just great to see you traveling and getting the taste and all that, because I know it's going to come back to the city and we're going to get some of that.
Yeah.
So as a foodie, like, that's why you got to tap into these guys. Cause, that's why I appreciate the food industry in St. Louis is a big love.
Big love.
I've never like really like appreciated that. Like, just go somewhere and talk to someone, like just say you like work here and there and like try this dish, bro.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's love, you know, like
literally everywhere you go.
And it's just like, cause everyone cooks with love too. And they want to spread that on. So that's why I mess with Uplate and like where I work and all that's a communion love. And like chefs and all them, they were just like, oh yeah, hell yeah about Nate and all that. Cause like, it's just love, bro. And it's about bringing it to the city. So, yeah.
And the collaboration, like, so easy to collaborate with like another restaurant, another chef in the city, like, especially if it's like your home, you're like someone, you know,
mm-hmm.
like you just shoot them a text, be like, hey, I had this idea. Like, do you want to run this? Like, you want to try it? And they're like, yeah. Like, or like, they're like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so easy. Like, no one's in the food industry. Like, while yes, it is competitive, the competition isn't like, I'm not like, yo, I'm like, I don't know.
It's not that. Everyone pulls up on each other. Yo,
yeah,
like,
literally,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to your spot. Like, you're going to my spot. Like,
throwing ideas. Like, it's just like, I just feel like that don't even have to be talked about because it's just reciprocated, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I think about Minya and all that just pulling up, you know, just mm-hmm. them guys. It's just reciprocated love everywhere.
Have
so.
You been to Smashums yet?
No, what's that?
It's a burger place on Morgan Ford.
Uh-uh.
It's in a bar. They're open till 1:30. It's like one of the other places that's open late. But Kevin, the guy who opened that, he ran Stella Blue's Kitchen.
Okay.
And so he opened this burger place. And like, I live right over there. So I go in and get burgers all the time. And he comes and gets breakfast sandwiches. Like, and same like with Grant from Duckville. Like, I go get chicken all the time.
That's a chicken spot?
Yeah. And Grant,
he's plugging me. He's plugging. Hey, you better pull up because like all these
Duck
are fire.
Eat Duckbill and Smashums. The other two late night greats. Grant phone's good. But yeah, like that's one of my favorite things is, you know, being up at the shop and like seeing other restaurant owners or people that work at restaurants come to Uplate.
Cause they know what good food is, man. And
yeah,
like people just want that, and then it makes you like, I feel like once they come get your stuff and you know what you're selling, you're like, all right, I definitely got to pull up there.
Yeah,
it's just like I got to.
There's been a thousand times where like someone comes, they're like, oh, I own da-da-da-da. And then I'm like, okay, I'll come check out. Like, and then I do. And it is fire.
Right. 314 days coming up. You running anything back?
We'll probably have.
You guys did. I pulled up last year. That was lit, bro.
We had a fatty party last year.
That was lit.
That was sick with New World, Nyara, and
Nyara's lit.
Yeah, no. Great people. Yeah. And it was supposed to rain that night.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, some people wanted to cancel or push it the next day. And we were like, we're here. Like, we already got everything set up. Like, let's run it. And it ended up not even really raining.
It was a great night.
There was so many people there. Yeah. Definitely want to run something back. That's 314. Yeah. So, we'll definitely have parties. I want to have more parties in the summer, more concerts.
People like that, and that's kind of been like the thing on like now, you know, on YouTube and stuff. I see just people at these DJ sessions just kicking it
just
and stuff, eating finger foods and all that though. But like, just makes sense to like gotta collab these things. And I feel like the way is about to come to the city, bro. I feel like it is.
Because there's really nothing like truly like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like where, I don't know. There's like bars and stuff that have music in it. Like you know, Kinfo goes to Handlebar and plays there and whatnot. But to be able to come out like in open space, just being outside in general, there's such a different feel to it. And just getting people together to come into the community and then come kick it, come listen to some amazing music, because we have some like really good musicians in the city.
We have some great DJs
some
too.
Great DJs too.
Awesome.
And so just getting everyone in one space, because I think a lot of St. Louis like is intertwined. They know like everyone.
Oh, I've heard of them, but I haven't met them.
Yeah, like everybody knows or knows of people in St. Louis, and so like during concerts, people won't know that we're having a concert, and they'll come get food, and then they'll hear the music, and then they end up kicking in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. They might meet someone, or they might see someone that they already know, and so it's just one big like holy ground for the creatives and everyone in St. Louis. And it's
I networked a lot through that 314 day party.
Like, you're gonna, if you wanna like work with someone or like meet someone, there's a decent chance that they might be there at some point throughout the night. And it's a good way to meet people and network.
That's what's up. What would you say that Uncrustable tastes like? Like, one bite, like your one bite review. I gotta pull up too.
One bite.
I've been busy.
Growing up, I always ate. Well, this is different. I don't know. I love a peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, everyone does.
And
the classic snack.
At Waffle House, I used to get like a burger, and I would order peanut butter chips, like a side of peanut butter chips, and put them on my burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something about like sweet, salty. I don't know, the peanut butter and like bacon. I used to eat peanut butter, bacon, honey toast like in college, and so. I'll be honest, I've never tried the Uncrustable sandwich.
You haven't tried it yet?
No.
Dude, I've learned that too, just being around chefs, bro. Like, they'll just whip it and be like, hey, try this, but won't eat it.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you just, like, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes you just know. Like, that's like with a lot of those specials like that, like the blueberry waffle, the, I don't know, other specials we've done, like the more, like, kind of gimmicky ones or, like, buzz, like, I always make them for everyone in the shop, but sometimes I don't try them.
I feel that.
But like the back to school, the peanut butter riblets, bacon, egg, late sauce, jelly.
Oh.
Like that, I used to eat peanut butter jelly and riblet sandwiches when I was a kid.
Sweet and savory.
I have to have chips on my sandwich.
Dude, I was with that with like my deli sandwiches, like the barbecue chips, like easily. Gotta have it.
You like barbecue chips?
Yeah. On top of it with the mayo just a little bit. Oof. Stack it. Ooh, you don't know about that.
Not the barbecue chips.
Yes. Honey barbecue. Nah, I mean, I put the Doritos on there sometimes.
Yeah, Doritos, either the spicy nacho or the
what's the best Doritos?
Spicy nacho or the sweet chili.
Sweet
chili. Purple.
My God. Yeah. The purple bag is the best. Cannot argue.
Purple bag goes crazy.
Uplay Del Mar is you guys, how long has that been open? People.
So Del Mar will be open a year on February 18th.
Okay, that's a fast year.
Fast year. Vandy's.
I swear it was fast.
Yeah, Vandy opened February 17th 2 years ago. Or on February 17th of this year, it'll be 2 years for Vandy.
That was around the time we had our first combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that time flew by.
Yeah, it was a crazy year. Del Mar. It's.
You like the scene? There's a lot of concerts.
It's interesting. It's so much different than Van Eventer. Like the people that we get. It's just way different feel, way different scene. Sometimes it's a lot of students more so lately, which I like.
What's over there? Forest Park?
WashU.
WashU, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a lot of WashU students, which I'm still trying to figure out how to get more because, like, that's what, 10, I don't know how many people go to WashU, maybe 10 to 15,000, but, like, that's a lot of people in a concentrated area that we...
That you haven't tapped into.
Yeah, which, like, I've tried, like, we're in, like, the...
The 10% student off?
Yeah, like, the student discount, stuff around campus, like, in the newspaper, but still just trying to like figure out how we can get.
It's hard doing that while it's cold too, though. No, like yeah, when you can just 100%. Pull up, you can just pull up with some tacos or something in the summer. Yeah, that's like, you know, that's.
Or do like events at WashU.
Yeah.
So right now it's like.
I feel like your head's in the right space. It's just a matter of time has to time.
And weather and everything. And we'll get back like to get more people in.
That's a good spot you're in over there, bro.
Because
you know, like people have concerts and stuff over there too. And then the concert be ending and then you guys are popping.
But
so.
The thing about the concerts, everyone that's going to the pageant is like going home after.
What about the Delmar Hall?
Same thing. We do get some, like it depends on the concert, but we do get like some concert like rollover for sure.
There haven't been no big headliners there since in a minute.
We haven't had, no, there hasn't been like a big name.
So that like, I feel like you know time has to time.
Yeah.
I feel like you're in the right spot though.
Yeah, no, and we're gonna get more signage and like. There's some, we might change our hours there from like 7 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Feel like you're missing a little crowd?
Yeah. There's like people that walk around the loop. There's a lot of people in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's great. Like, six restaurants have closed in the
loop. I've heard that.
In the past month, which is like terrifying. And then, but at the same time, we're like, I don't know.
Just makes you move, you gotta move better.
Yeah, just keep like, what are we doing wrong? What can we do to do better? And so just tapping into that, and we're definitely a good space on the corner. Got the signs. We just have to pull people in more.
Which it's gonna happen.
We have a kiosk now,
mm-hmm.
And so you can type your order in on a screen.
Oh, cool! So you can pull up.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you can like people walking by can just order, and then same deal. You get your food whenever it's ready.
Cool.
Yeah, but that's been helping. So just little things here and there, just to keep it going. I'm trying to get it.
And this is for my community of people because, like, when I go look for food, like, I'm looking for, like, cook to order, you know, like, fresh and all that. So if you want that, definitely pull up at the Uplate. I would say, like, I don't know, like, definitely since I've been around, like, chefs that chef and stuff, like, I'm not, like, people say, like, Taco Bell and stuff. I'm like, you know, like, I'm just, like, I'm trying to eat for real. You know, I'd rather just pull up at Uplate or wait till my dog's open and all that. So if you want, like, real food, cook to order, crack eggs and all that, like, got to get out and try these places. So
and we make everything in house too.
Yeah,
we make our own sausage, make our own salsa, late sauce, jelly, like all that stuff is. Take the berries, boil them, reduce it.
It's just different cooking, and I feel like people like they'll just look at the menu and be like, "Oh, I need to get there," but you need to get there. You know, once you like try things like that, you appreciate it different. You know, so that place is the spot to be. How you been, man? You've been date life for a while. So how you like balancing the things? You just got back from seeing her.
It's difficult, especially being like a restaurant owner, because like, you know, a lot of people they work whatever like 9 to 5, 11 to 7, whatever it may be, or you know 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. But like with like owning a restaurant and two restaurants and still like being there and like doing all this, like the ordering and just maintaining the restaurant itself, like it consumes your time and you're always working. Like I'm always getting phone calls or this happened or we need this.
So it's hard to just be like shut off.
Yeah, you can't just, like, walk for 3 hours, like, and not, like, think about it. I'm always thinking about it, too. Like, whenever I'm gone, I try not to miss any days that were open now. There was a while where I was, like, missing full weekends and stuff, and I try not to do that anymore because I want to be at the, like, I'll go to each restaurant 3 or 4 hours, like, 3 hours each, like, a night, and just, like, help out, hang out, and so yeah, my time is like very all over the place, and so like it's important that I need to like chip out time, like or make time, like to like be in a relationship.
Yeah, so I feel that too in like a relationship with someone else and yourself though, because like I feel like man, I just think about that a lot too. But like we got a calendar now, like and people just like. Hey, what do you need off? And them things are important to like, especially like what you're bringing. Like you still got to create, like you want to create specials and all that. And like, I feel like you just can't be stuck in the same mind place to do that. So, But, you know, everything affects that, too. So, you know, it's hard to, like, take that off, and then you got to go back to the relationship and all that and then balance that. But still try to be in Nate's time a little bit to, like, balance it, too. So, and you're my dog, too. So I just try to answer and, like, just make sure, like, everything's running smooth. But it is, though. So yeah. I'm glad to see the things that, like, you balance it all, too, because you got a lot of shit going on. Yeah. So
my problem is that, like, I don't want to stop working.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when I, like, love something, like, love up late. Like, I don't want to, I just want to work. Like, I want to be there. I want to be cooking all the time. And so I do need to do a better job, like, of, like, making that time, and because it's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to them. And I know I need to do that. Like, when I worked for Mizzou's basketball team,
mm-hmm.
I was in a relationship then. And I, like, didn't want to leave the gym. Like, I never wanted to leave the gym. I was like, he wants to work out. Like, okay, I'm staying, like, 3 hours after. And I'm going to have to, like, oh, we're eating here. Like, oh, I had dinner plans. Like, screw the dinner plans.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking it with, like, getting closer with the staff and stuff like that. I love to work, and that's, like, one of my problems.
I feel that. And you're just up late night, so, like, when you're not probably doing much during the day.
No, yeah. Like, I'll do, like, all my ordering and, like, stuff, like, ordering phone calls, like, planning and, like, thinking about what I'm going to do next with up late and stuff like that during the day. But, yeah, I stay consumed as much as I can.
You got a question for me? I usually let everyone ask two questions for me. What do you got?
Two questions.
But your first one right now, and then we'll come back to the second one.
Okay. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. What is, like, a day, what does your day at Biscuit Joint look like?
What does my day at the Biscuit Joint look like? Damn. I would say, like, man, it's, like, just not, I'm not going to talk about my work day, but, like, me going in, like, it's just crazy how, like, time has happened because, like, this, at this time last year, I was holding a shovel, like, working at a concrete mill. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, I just really, dude, every day, like, and I was the hardest worker there, you know, like, for laboring and all that, but I was like, every day, like, bro, I do not want to do this forever. So that drove me to the detailing and stuff, but I can't do that in the cold. So it's just crazy how my time, it coming in front of the kiosk worked, because, like, we were talking about good food. When they were like, bro, you just want to work here? I was like, I mean, yeah, that's cool. I mean, I know the food's good, so I'm going to make it jump anyways.
Yeah.
So I go in and look at it, like, kind of just give myself, like, stats, like, all right, I'm gonna sell this much French toast and, like, cinnamon rolls and all that. So, but
had you ever worked in the kitchen before?
Yeah, Domino's, but, like, okay. As a young kid, like, yeah. That sucks, bro. Like, you're not, and you're working, like,
yeah, I
love women, but, like, I'm not around the guys and all that. I'm around gossip on the line, just, like, slaving away. That's not what I love. So I was just like, at that time in my life, I was like, I would never do food again. Yeah. So now I'm around some solid guys and all that. And
how
I would.
Your hands were
what?
It just smelled so bad.
Oh my gosh, all the time. Pepperoni, like.
Yeah, just straight sauce.
And then I managed too, so, like, inventories. I hate inventory. I didn't want to do none of that. So, but just being around these guys, it just make me think of it different. So, I would say my day is, like, greeting people that are looking for good food. So, I would say that I look to sell them, I look to give them the greatest experience. You know, I don't want to just be like, oh, get this and that. Like, you might not like it. I just really try to dive in what they're looking for and all that. I feel like that's what it's all about, like, asking questions, conversating, and, you know, it's just, once you feel people, like, you're at home, they'll remember you, you know?
Yeah,
and I think that's important. And I love going and reading them reviews, just, like, off the little things, like, mm-hmm. Hey, how's your day doing? Like, have a good day. Like, that's what it's all about, you know, just getting people to feel good. So my day at the Biscuit Joint's full of smiles. They don't feel like work at all. And I feel like that's important.
Did you play football?
Yep.
Does it, like, being in the kitchen, like, feel like a locker room?
Bro,
like,
so we're getting ready for a dinner one time, bro, and this is my first one, and Elliot, like, was working, and, like, I was wiping the tables off, setting off water, and, like, I was walking to the back, you know how the joint set up,
yeah.
And Elliot was, like, right there at the back, like, kneeling down, like, just praying to himself, and I was like, bro, this feels like a Friday night, like, everyone's just locking in, and, like, that stuff's important, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and that's why it's just, like, a ripple effect and all that, you know? So, and same with your stuff. Like, you just buy into that and, you know, the up late is the up late vibe and you just, like, you just love what you're selling. You know, it's good shit. you know, and that stuff matters, you know, it's just not all about the dollar. Yeah. And I feel like it's about buying it to the city too. And like, that's why these specials and stuff like matter and like pushing out what different tastes and all that. So my day is full of smiles and I love that shit.
Whenever,
you meet a lot of people too.
Yeah. I love the people that work at Up Late.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you know, half of it is the food, but like half of it is the people making the food.
Yeah.
And like, I love coming in and kicking it with everybody.
Yes.
And like jumping in, like, whenever I see like a bunch of tickets and like the cooks are getting after on the grill,
that's
like,
the best.
I'm like, yo, like, let me get in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to get the six. Like, it brings out like the competitiveness in me. Like being side by side in the trenches and like, it's just, it's so, it's like so special. Like, I watched this chef's table about this restaurant in Mexico City, Masale Mais, and they, it's like a kind of like African, Indian, Mexican food type place. But they were talking about how they used to like do everything. They would go to like the two owners, the husband and wife, they would go and get all of like the ingredients for the day, like at the markets around town.
Mm-hmm.
And then like one day it got so big that like they couldn't do that anymore. Like they had to like then hire people and send those people to get the stuff.
Right.
And so like they were talking about more of like, oh, like, you know, we're the chefs or whatever. Like we always cook the food. But like at this point, they've now become coaches. Like they now coach and instruct the people. And that's like how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was, well, one,
I was a student.
Yeah. Like one, like I used to coach, like I was in the coaching industry for like 8 years. So like I've always been around sports and like coaching and stuff like that. And then I was like, I'm done with this. And to be like at this point now, but now like I still am a coach. Like I never thought, like looked at it like that, but like, how can I build something and give the employees like
long term? Do you want to leave? I guess that's like, do you want to leave it in their hands sometime?
Yeah, it's important to let them like figure things out or let them become better. And like, I'm here to like give you pointers and like, how can I help you succeed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what can I do to make your life the easiest as possible? So when you come in, you're just making the food and you don't really have to think about anything else. And so it's just, yeah, it's like, I'm still a coach and I don't cook as often, but like I'm building in a culture and an environment like to where like my employees are.
You're guiding the ship.
Yeah. And most of my employees have been there for like over a year now, which is in the industry, like you don't see that. Like people leave and go to different jobs all the time. So I think it's important to build that because then that's when the consistency comes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from within, like the food is consistent because you have the same people doing it and
buying in
what to look for because
yeah.
they bought it in already.
No, that matters. And I feel that because like, dude, Elliot, we'll be at work sometimes and they'll be jamming, bro. And like, we'll be on the line like chattering and all that, but we're like vibing, we're dancing yeah. at the same time.
I've
and
seen all the videos
yeah.
and stuff you guys on there.
And Elliot, like, there'll be times where like, you know, we're just family in there and just be like, I love this shit. And you do, you gotta love that shit to like, to do it, so.
To actually, like, yeah, to be good and, like, give something that's worth, like, serving, like, yeah, you gotta love it. There's people that don't, and that's fine. Like,
yeah.
And there's, like, a time and a place for, like, people that don't love it, because I think everyone brings something different to the table, and it's important. So, like, also, I don't need you to know how to, like, I'm not a culinary chef. I never went to culinary school or anything, like, when I hire someone, I don't need you to like tell me you worked like in 17.
I don't matter. Yeah.
Stuff. Like, you come in, I'll teach you anything you need to know. We're not doing oh my God. Any rocket science over here.
I was like Elliot said the other day. He was like, because you know he worked at Hell of Kitchens. He said yeah. someone came in with their red coat on. He sent them right home.
Oh man.
He was like, nah, buddy. Man. You don't gotta do all that.
And Elliot.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy, man. Like, them are my dogs. You're my dog. Like, and it's just like, I just, that's why it's so funny, like, just looking back in to when we had our first conversation, just how, like, frequency has happened yeah. to, like.
I don't even know what we talked about back then.
No, we just talked about you doing Up Late because I was like, I met you through Brad and,
yeah.
and all that.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah.
we kind of just, like, I just knew of you. So But that's just, it's cool how time has happened and the shift has happened because I feel like I'm in a good zone. What's your spot to go around the loo? Because you like good food. Like, put some people on. Mignon, dude, I can't. I always talk about Mignon.
Mignon's fire. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, top five of any type of food, like in St. Louis for sure. The Gelateria has the best breakfast sandwich in St. Louis.
Gelateria, where's that at?
On Brand.
Okay, okay.
Right across from Pizza Head.
Okay.
They also have good pizza on Fridays. Thursday,
oof,
Friday, Saturday.
I love pizza.
It's like not Roman. Not the. It's like a cross between Roman and Detroit style, but it's on like kind of like focaccia.
I just had Pie Guy for the first time like a month ago.
Pie Guy's good. We actually did a collab with Pie Guy a couple weeks ago.
For real?
Did a breakfast pizza with him.
Sounds gas. Yeah. Damn, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Damn. Did you guys do it like? Got you guys did it at night, and did they run it there
they
too?
They ran it just at their place.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was like a brunch thing. I think on like a Saturday and Sunday.
Sounds gas.
What else do I do?
What's your favorite pizza in St. Louis?
Favorite pizza in St. Louis, Tony Bono's.
Okay.
It's on Hampton.
Okay. Putting that on the list. So I kind of like was on a pizza hunt last year. Like a lot of these dive bars have good pizza too.
Yeah.
Big Daddy smacks, bro. Like,
is that too large?
Yeah, they got fire pizza. And I like theirs. I'm trying to think of Pie Guy was up there.
You ever been to Montebello's?
Uh-uh.
That's like in a basement.
It's okay. Like
super old. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've been going there with my family since I was a kid, but it's fire.
Epic's gas too, but I just felt like they kind of just lost. Like, some of them people don't love, like, serving it in there, and, like, you can just feel it sometimes. Yeah, so I was like, I kind of.
I've never had Epic pizza.
You haven't? Their wings smack though, so they fry them, put them in the wood, fry them. Ooh, Nick, like the wings, you gotta go get those. Smacking. But
have you had Pizza Head?
No.
It's across from the Gelateria, but it's vegan and vegetarian pizza.
Okay.
Which like freaks people out or like turns them off for some reason, but I think it's like top two pizza by the slice.
Okay, let's talk vegan stuff. What's your like? What's your couple of your favorite vegan dishes from places around here? I would say mine's right here across the street. The bucatini from Press, gas.
Okay.
Gas. It's like a corn pasta. Ooh, you got to try that. That would be like one of mine.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't really eat vegan. Like,
you don't just like try it?
No, not for real. Like, I don't know. I don't have, like, I want this and I feel that.
But, oh, okay, I'll put my vegetarians on. Bucatini at Press.
Put them on.
And there was one more. No, I'm not going to put that place on because it was kind of bad. We ain't going to talk about no bad place. Dude, your story was cracking me up last night. You were like, I did eat some bad food down there. Talking about the boiled meat.
I don't know what they were on. A couple places served me some.
Looked like hotel food.
It did look like hotel food. It was like one of the places was where Fidel Castro and Chavez like met. For them to like re-enter the country, so they met in a place called La Habana. It's like a Cuban restaurant in Mexico City. It wasn't.
You're a Mexican guy. I've been looking for that. I think Chavez is good, but people tell me Chavez is not. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's good Mexican? What's the best?
What do you mean?
Like, what should I try? That would be like, I want to, like, what's your
in St. Louis?
Yeah. Where are you going to get your Mexican?
I'm going down to Cherokee Street. I'm going to La Maganita. They do like these little mini tortas on Bolillos, and it's like al pastor on Tuesdays. You got to go on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Those are good. Don Carlos and the restaurant at El Torito, the ones that are outside that have like patios, like terraces, those have the best tacos. I really wish there was like a variety of like different types of Mexican food in St. Louis. Like,
there's not.
It's either like you got Tex-Mex or like we serve tacos.
There's a Tex-Mex in the hill that's kind of good.
Which one?
Fuck. Matt, it starts with the M.
No.
It starts with the M. We'll come back to it.
Like Southwest?
A little bit. I only went there one time. Someone took me. But my favorite place kind of holding the wall is Stew's has been hidden.
Stew's is good. I've only been there once. Where did I get? The Brussels sprouts.
I didn't have that.
I love Brussels sprouts.
So I went when they had the spicy curry, and I don't even do spicy, but dude, it was
you don't
like
do spicy?
Not really. But I feel like my palate's changing. Like I feel like it's...
Every 7 years, your taste changes.
So, like, I've been cutting out shrimp, and I really don't care for honey right now.
What do you mean, cutting out shrimp?
Like, I just don't like, I wouldn't care for it.
You used to like shrimp?
Yeah, love it. Now I'm just like...
You ate too much.
Could have. And now I'm like, dude, honey? Like, I'm just like, don't care.
You don't like honey?
Don't really care for it.
In my coffee, I put honey and cinnamon.
Okay, I'm always a cinnamon guy in the coffee. So, but yeah, I feel like that is a true thing. And a couple things, like, I'm just liking, like, to eat more spice now, though. And then, dude, it's so funny. We had family meal one time, and I was just like, I don't know. I was being one of them Sally's or Karen's, whatever they say. And I was like, didn't even try it yet. I was like grabbing like salt and pepper. And Josh, shout out Josh. He comes and grabs me. Bro, if we cook you something, you just eat it. I was like.
I feel that.
I was like, yes, chef. But I know I feel that because it. Like, it is good. Like, it's naturally good, I feel like. And now, like, ever since then, you don't want to disrespect the chef either.
No, of course so, not. But I, like, I love salt. Like,
I love salt.
So I, no matter what, I'm salting before I taste anything.
I feel that.
Like, yeah, I'm up. Like, I dip my cheeseburgers in salt.
Damn.
I put a pile of salt.
Oof. This guy tasted that.
Yeah. No, I love salt.
No, but that was a funny moment in the kitchen, and I was like, just like, yes, chef.
And, like, I always want the flaky salt. Like, I always want the molten salt.
I feel that. No.
It's like a finishing salt. It's like, you ever get a steak, and then they, like...
Oh, yeah,
like
I think they...
chunkier salt.
Yeah, I think they mix that with our pepper. And they kind of do the pepper mix with the eggs.
And so, yeah, like, I'll go to Louis, and I'll get whatever. And I'm like, hey, can I get a side of the molten salt? And I have to, like, I load it up. Everything. Brussels sprouts, pasta, literally everything. Salt on
it. Dude,
like
loot.
Bread.
Mm-hmm.
You give me a piece of bread and like some salt and maybe a little olive oil.
Woo! The tomatoes with the salt and pepper be smacking. Louis is everything that people talk about.
It is. It's.
But that ice cream cake at the end or whatever with the.
I'm not a dessert guy.
Gosh, killing me. That is gas. You got to get that when you go. If you go, I forgot what it's called, but it's like it kind of reminded me of like a frozen Fruity Pebbles, like just gas on ice cream. Louis DeMond, shout him out. But yeah, there's some good eats in St. Louis. You just got to get around. You got to get around for sure. I would say one more wing spot is Felix's. Have you been there?
No.
You got to get there.
That's in
it's like Dog. No, Dogtown.
Oh, I know. It's right by Tamarack.
Yeah. Gas. Get over there. You got to. Did you? Have you been to the Sphere yet?
I have been to the Sphere.
You went?
Yeah.
Oh, lit. How was that? I thought you told me that. I want to talk about that.
No, I love seeing, like, Dead & Company. Like, it's, like, Grateful Dead, Tribute Band, or whatever, and the jam band. I love seeing them outside. There's something so different about seeing them outside. But, like, the Sphere is, like, a whole other experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so hard to describe. I was sitting in the, like, section 200 or, yeah, 200 in the front row. And, like... If I was on mushrooms or acid, like, I would have fallen off, like, even just standing there, like, looking around, it's like, you're getting, like, motion sickness. It's, and, like, no other thing I've been to. It's, like, you're definitely paying for an experience and a concert. Like, I wasn't even, half the time, you're not even watching the
what's down there?
The musicians.
You're Does the phone like, do justice to what it is in person? I figured it didn't.
Like I'm telling you, like you're surrounded by just the craziest.
Was Mayer with Dead?
Yeah.
God, I know that.
Seen them. That was my 12th or 13th time seeing them live.
That'd probably be so fire.
Yeah, it was, and like just you can the people watching, like that's like part of it. Like there's people that call twirlers, and they just literally like stand up and they twirl. And like wave their arms around.
Just listen like, to the music.
Yeah, and just watching everyone. It's unreal. Yeah, I because they announced they're coming back in the spring, and I want to go
to the Sphere again.
Yeah.
What date? What's the dates?
They're there. They're doing like a residency over like 2 months. It's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday for like probably 8 weeks or something like that.
Let's talk if you go. I really, dude. That's like bucket list stuff. But it looks lit.
The
like. And I feel like, dude, their aesthetics and stuff in the back were going crazy. I'm like, dude.
It's just unreal.
Besides that, like, what else are you doing out there in Vegas and stuff?
Vegas, I don't gamble and I don't drink. So, like, the first time I
very great things.
I didn't go to Vegas until it was 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I think I was 26, and I was already sober. And so I was like, you know, what am I going to do in Vegas? Like, Vegas, it's like, you know, it's Sin City. And so I went there with, like, kind of a closed mind. And I actually love Vegas. Like, I was like, this place is tight. Like, there's always something to do. The food is great. There's such good food in Vegas. Yeah, I never thought I would enjoy Vegas, like, especially at this point in my life, because I don't gamble, I don't drink. But it was sick. I usually don't go for long. I feel like 1-2 days in Vegas is good.
Mm-hmm.
3 max. You don't need more than 3 days in Vegas.
I need to go. I'm trying to get out there.
Have you been to Vegas?
No, not at all.
I feel like you would go hammer time in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'd probably just go like a weekend and be back.
You need me as a chaperone.
Yeah, that's why I'd go with you. Be like, swear we got chill.
Yeah.
But we're about to dive into the Swerving Q&A segment and do this with all guests. So me and Nate, we're just rambling, really. This is my dog, so I got some off-the-wall questions for him. What would you like to see change about St. Louis, if anything? Like, what would you do? Or like to see people, like, buy into, or
I want to see, like
the Rams. What would you like to see the Rams money go to? Or
don't even get me started. just being, like, outside more. Just being in the community. Like, you know, we have these great parks, and I would just wish we could utilize them. Like, it's like they don't want you to be in the parks, especially after dark. Like, when you go to other countries, and, like, everybody's out in the plaza, or everybody's out at the park playing basketball, soccer, whatever. Like, people are there, like, kicking it. They're not doing anything crazy. They're not doing anything bad. They're using the space that was given to them, like, for what it's supposed to be used for. And so I think just people being outside, like, the Loop is very, it's not like Brooklyn or New York or anything like that, but it's set up so where people can sit outside and, like,
yeah,
eat outside, like in New York
with the have, with, like, the sidewalk. Yeah,
yeah,
it just makes sense.
And so I think just, like, trying to change that narrative, and, like, people are scared of the Loop and stuff like that. Just having more people, like, more people that are outside hanging out, walking around, eating, drinking at bars and stuff. I think it just, it makes it safer, like, already.
Because you really don't have that, you're right, bro, because you really don't get that vibe unless you go to, like, Cherokee, and, like, enclosed, but you can walk, like, sidewalks or whatever. Like, that's why people do pop-ups and stuff there. Like, it does make sense. We do need to bring that back.
Yeah, because, like, who doesn't love sitting outside, like, and eating and smoking and drinking and stuff? So I think just giving people the space to do so would benefit everyone. Like, I know I would enjoy sitting out in the Loop, eating, doing whatever, kicking it with the homies.
I think Metro and Nelly said they're trying to do a festival. So
where at?
Here.
Here? I believe it'll be there.
I believe it. I believe it. But that would be lit. We do need something like that. Just, like, I think something like that would be doable in Forest Park or whatever.
Yeah.
And no one has done it. So let's make it happen, St. Louis.
Let's do it.
Question for me, your second one.
Dang, I just had it. What was I going to ask? I don't remember, but I'll ask you this. Would you rather have Cheeto fingers or wet socks for the rest of your life? If you lick the Cheeto fingers, they come right back.
I gotta go wet socks, bro.
You and me both, dude. Everyone answers Cheeto fingers. Everyone
no.
says Cheeto fingers. Think about, like, your betting, your,
yeah,
like,
game controller.
Yeah.
Nah. I'm just thinking about detailing cars and them baby kids be having all stains, yeah, on the seats. This is like, nah. Nah, that's not me. What's on your list to, like, try that you haven't tried?
Hmm.
Maybe out of state or in state. He's like, I gotta get that.
I don't know. I've never had Indian food, so maybe.
Okay, have you had the Mescaroom? The spot?
Where is it?
Oh, I think it's on somewhere. Yeah, but someone told me it's pretty fire. But someone that recommended it to me, they were like, you'd be scared of that food. And I'm like, I looked at it, I'm like, But it looks kind of interesting.
It's like, all the spices and everything sound good to me, but I don't know. There's no, like, draw to me. Like,
feel that.
What food do you not, like, rock with that much?
Sushi. I'm not. Sushi? Nah. I'm out.
It's the texture?
Right? Yes. And I think that's why I'm falling out with shrimp more. I'm just like, cold shrimp, I won't eat. It's just like, no. And I really don't.
Shrimp cocktail?
Yeah, I'm just like, mm-mm. What about you?
I don't know. This is probably like a hot take. Or I don't really like Italian food. I like appreciate it, and there's a time and place for it. But I never really want like
pasta.
Pasta.
That was sad. Pasta's the best.
Where do you like to get pasta around here?
I'm still finding out the good places, bro. It's sad that everything is like really Americanized, and like you think you've had good pasta, but you really haven't. And I've been like chefing more at home, and I'm like, nigga, my shit fire. The tortellini, bro.
Tortellini?
So fire. I just learned how to do it. I'd make it every week if I wanted to. It's gas, bro. But I do like, I'm a good spaghetti guy. You put sugar in your spaghetti?
It depends on I made two different types of spaghetti. One, like my mom makes it, which, yeah, there's sugar.
Okay.
I used to love sugar in the spaghetti when I was a kid. So there's another spaghetti that I make. It's like, do you know who Roy Choi is?
No.
He opened a food truck.
In St. Louis?
No, in L.A. called Kogi.
Uh-oh.
He's like a very famous Korean-American chef. And he makes some incredible... You got to watch The Chef Show. It's with Jon Favreau. You know Jon Favreau?
Mm-mm. That sounds familiar. Oh, dude, from Marvel's?
Like Star Wars and Marvel's movie.
I did watch that movie, and I was like, bro, this is like Marvel's in a kid. Like, I feel like they all were like in chefs and stuff. And
yeah, saw,
yeah. So it's called the I watched Chef that. Show.
But he makes spaghetti and meatballs, and it's to die for. It's so
good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What would you say the end goal is for Uplate?
That's a good question. I want to grow it as big as possible as I can in St. Louis. Like, I want everybody in St. Louis to know what Uplate is and to have come try it. And maybe open a third one in St. Louis to have kind of like a little trifecta, or St. Charles. But really just master what Uplate is in St. Louis and then possibly bring it to other cities. But first, I think it has to grow a lot more in St. Louis. And still there's still things that like I want to do within Uplate that needs a lot of work. Structurally and food level.
But it's good you have brick and mortar, you know, because you can build off that. You know what I'm saying? And that's like the best thing. I was talking to somebody about that last night, and I just feel like those things are important, you know, because, you know, people can pull up and you don't really have to sell what you got through like marketing and stuff. You know, people can pull up and find out, and it's just really quick access. So brick and mortar is the best way, and it's just like you can really build off that.
Yeah. And I want to, at Del Mar, we have like a whole other half of the building that we are in, we don't use.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to like have events there, possibly open a second concept, like a cafe, or offer like some different types of Mexican food that we don't really see in St. Louis.
We don't have like a really good burrito place.
Yeah, burritos. I don't want to do burritos.
Like
tacos, like sopes, tacoyos.
See, I haven't even been like Mission Taco and stuff, so I'm still like, I feel like I'm not really into the taco world.
Session taco now, dude.
Oh yeah, my bad. Sorry. It is, right? We were talking about that the other day. But yeah, man, that's time just has the time to come together. You got any merch dropping? Dude, shout out your artist, bro.
Chris.
Fire.
Chris is really good at what he does. I love Chris. Chris is the homie. He's like one person in St. Louis that I feel like we both see eye to eye on like the things that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very easy to work with because we're both in the same mindset of like, let's just do this like for the city. Like, all the good stuff that comes with like putting on events or like, you know, making your money, that stuff will like come later, which it's kind of like where we're at now. Like, first we did, he does a lot more than I do, but he's like very involved and he was putting all this stuff on for free. And now like you start to see like some of the stuff be ticketed or like, you know, doing different things to where like, okay, now we're like, now we're paying the artists that like are coming through and stuff like that. And so Chris designed the merch. I kind of like told him what I wanted, what I was looking for. And then he ran with it and killed it. That stuff came out like a month ago, but I think we're going to do some sweatsuits in the next month or two. Beanies, stuff like that.
Sweatsuit would be tough.
I've been actually, the guy who does, I'm blanking on his name. That's terrible. The guy who does Scissors merch.
Okay.
I've been talking to him for a minute about doing, I want him to do some Upblade merch. And so I'm trying to get that, do some like throw pillows.
That would be tough.
Moony throw pillows. Ooh. Yeah, like have the moon on the pillow.
On the crib?
Yeah.
Post it up?
We had bed sheets made like once for a pop-up that we did.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. We had custom Upblade bed sheets.
Question I ask everybody, who would you like to see on the Swerving Podcast? Swerving, or you can give one or two.
Since you were asking about it, you getting Sir Eddie C on here?
I would like to, yeah. He's been asked for a few times.
You gotta get with him, dude.
Bet. You heard that, Eddie? You gotta come on, you gotta pull through. Who else?
I feel like
you know a few people I wouldn't know that'd be a good combo.
Man.
You, Braden, and Cammy have told me I need to sit down with Sir, so I'd like to make that happen.
Kano, you got to sit down with KP. KP and Franco, get them here together. They're musicians.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard that? Franco, you know them, Cammy?
KP.
All right. That's validation. All right. That'd be good combos. Franco, KP, Sir Eddie, you got to pull up. What's in plan? You got anything to shout out?
I'm doing a cooking class this Saturday. Well, it's, I don't know when this is airing, but I'm doing a cooking class. I'm teaching some people how to cook at Fennel Studio with Jackie. Jackie's amazing. Excited to, I have no culinary background, and so I'm just like, Jackie, lead the way. This is the things that we're going to cook. I'm excited for that.
Why is it important to do stuff like that?
It's exciting, like, especially for me, since I don't know how to do any of that. Like, I've never, like, that scares me. Like, cooking for other people scares me. Like, especially on a scale like that. And just working with, like, different people in the community. I think what Jackie does is really cool. Fennel Studio, Fennel Cooking Studios.
That's right here in the city?
Yeah, it's right by SLU.
Okay.
Right across from Pappy's. And yeah, just like, I think more people need to learn how to cook. And I think she has like a variety of classes where like different things and skills you can learn how to cook. It's just a great opportunity to connect with different people. And like she's doing a class with Nick Bognar, like of Sato and Indo.
Okay.
The dude from Little Fox, I can't remember his name, but like, and those are two of St. Louis's like top chefs.
Yeah.
Like Little Fox, Sato, Indo. Like,
mm-hmm.
Those are like big dogs. And for me to be like that third in that conversation is like, I don't know, it's weird to me. Because like, I'm not in the
stratosphere. You visioned it though, like, bro. Don't act like that.
Yeah, but you've I'm made not things like this. The stratosphere of like what those people do.
Yeah.
Like, those are like stone cold killers of like the culinary scene in St. Louis. So, to be in like the same kind of like class as them of teaching a cooking class is cool, and I respect what they do a lot. And I think it's just a fun, different thing for me to like learn how to lead a class like that. I think it'd be interesting.
Things like that scare you? That's so funny.
Yeah, I don't cooking for people scares me.
I don't believe that,
dude. Yeah, like especially like mold. Like, yeah, I can cook anything. Like, I'll make something, I'll make it for myself, like the first time me trying it, I'm like, oh, this is fire. And then like I'll go to make it for like my girlfriend or like some of my other friends, and like it's like trash. Not trash, but it's like not as good. I'm like, yo, I thought I knew what I was doing.
Well, man, I don't believe that. That's why I'm gonna pull up and try that new Uncrustable special, and I'm gonna pull up late. So if you haven't had it, pull up on my dog Nate too. So it's gonna be there, man. Love you. You're my dog.
Appreciate it.
This is Swervin', and we're out. Swervin'.